This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve Rosenbloom. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I heard this driving in this morning. It kind of got me going a little bit.
Yeah. You riffing on the air guitar. Welcome and welcome back. I'm Steve Rosenbloom. He's Mike Esposito. We're in for Mully and Haw this morning. We'll take you up to 11 o'clock, turning it over to Trash Panda. He will take you up to Cubs baseball, Cubs and Cardinals. We'll talk more about them. And we have a very angry texter about PCA.
Angry.
And some research shows there's a whole wealth of information about PCA that we need to discuss.
Okay.
But that's not why you called. Here's why you called. I go in the other day to buy some cigars. My cigar store is the Old Chicago Smoke Shop in Highland Park, run by Kevin. Kevin is a sports fan, a Chicago sports fan with an unmatched ferocity. He's got a speaking style like a fist. And you want to talk Bulls, he's got you right there. He's got trades for you. He, like me, cannot understand why AK still has a job. And then I tell him, well, the United Center's full, and the Reinsdorfs don't care about winning when they can do it at whatever price there is and whatever incompetence there is. And they have a lot of incompetence, so there you go.
They're best in the league at one thing, and that is attendance.
At having Michael Jordan.
Yes.
That's the that one was, thing they did really well. They had Michael Jordan.
Yes.
So I talk to Kevin. I walk in. I get some cigars. I want to replenish my... If Arturo Fuente is listening, Arturo, those double chateaus, I will take a box. Because on radio, you can beg and plead and take freebies. There's no credibility in radio. You just say, hey, I want this. And they give you things. They give you cars or trips, or they give you clothes.
You've reached out to the universe. We'll see if the universe replies to
you. Right, that's what they do. Arturo Fuente. I'm not asking for a VW bug. I do want a bug. It was my first car, my first two cars. And one was a convertible, a ragtop, orange body, black ragtop. So I'm not asking for that. I'm asking for Arturo Fuente to gift me a box of the double chateaus, the natural.
We'll see how that goes for you.
Anyways, I go in there and I talk to Kevin, and we're talking about various things with the Bulls have done. And he comes up with this, because we're talking about Bears. And by the way, at the bottom of the hour, I'll talk with Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. He covers the Bears.
Bears.
So Kevin, my guy from the Old Chicago Smoke Shop, says, I got a prediction for you. Oh, okay. He says, this is what's going to happen. By week five, Tyson Bagent is going to be your starting quarterback.
Oh, boy.
I said,
Oh, boy.
Are you kidding me? He goes, no. He says, Caleb Williams can't play under center. Caleb Williams doesn't have the footwork. He's nothing like Goff that Ben Johnson had in Detroit. And Caleb Williams won't be able to pull this off. Tyson Bagent will, and he'll be the quarterback because he can do more of what Ben Johnson did.
No way.
I don't think so either. So you and I we just briefly discussed this before the show, and we looked it up. Week five is a bye week, which is really the perfect time to make a quarterback change.
Yes, and the next game, ironically enough, as we found when we were doing this morning, the Bears' actual week five is Washington, where so many things started / ended last year.
Yeah. And the thing about going to Washington again, and the idea that Tyson Bagent is your quarterback, but for the bad coaching of Matt Eberflus and going rogue the way Tyreek Stevenson did, but for that, your hero would have been Caleb Williams.
Correct. That was his 2-minute comeback victory game. That would have been his coming out game.
An awful game. Mm-hmm. Just a slog of an offense. Because you had an idiot offensive coordinator. You had an idiot head coach. And yet, when it came down to it, when it seemed as though Caleb was going to think more than the coaches, Caleb was going to react more than the coaches, you saw him direct huge drives.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears were leading.
Yeah.
And you had an idiot coach and on the sideline who decided to give away 13 yards and said it didn't mean anything before the Hail Mary. And everybody on the other team, including the coach, said, oh, yeah, without that, we're dead.
Was that not also the game when we decided to hand off to an offensive lineman? I think that was the same game that we used. Thank you, Tyler. The Doug Kramer handoff to the fullback who is actually an offensive lineman.
Caleb Williams not only came back from that, came back from horrible offensive coordinator coaching, horrible head coaching on the road, but directed that fourth quarter drive that put the Bears ahead. He was a legend. It was all there. Here's your jacket, son. Here's the star. Here's you get your own building, and soon you're going to have your own restaurant because everybody gets a restaurant.
They would have been, what, 5-2 if they had won that game? Were they not 4-2?
Yeah, they were 4-2, and then they never won again.
No.
But they had that game won, but for horrible coaching and horrible play by Tyreek Stevenson, for which he was never really truly punished because the coach is spineless. And this is the guy Ryan Poles chose.
Right. So then, and this is, you know, how convoluted this all is. Do we now, in 2025, do we thank Tyreek Stevenson for being an idiot on the Hail Mary play because it led to the demise of Waldron, Eberflus, et cetera? So now that Ben Johnson is here, do we say, thank you, Tyreek? We appreciate you.
If you believe this is going to be better. My guy Kevin at Chicago Smoke Shop says,
does not.
No, he can't do this. So I think what that overlooked, I understand why you would say that. You would look at Jared Goff and you would go, well, this guy's always played under center. He's played under center very well. He's adapted. And he can get rid of the ball. That's one of the things Kevin didn't say. I maybe didn't give the time to say it, that Caleb Williams holds on to the ball too long. We know that. I'm not sure Caleb Williams knows what an open receiver looks like in the NFL, and now he's going into his rookie year again. We don't know what his PTSD will be from the Eberflus coaching, the horrible offensive line, and all the sacks, some of which were self-inflicted because he holds on to the ball too long. But this overlooks the idea that Ben Johnson can only coach a Jared Goff type. And I don't know that to be true.
No, and in fact, I will say I am the anti-Kevin. Apologies, Kevin.
Because never get your cigars, son.
Yeah, exactly. I think the reason Caleb is going to be way better this year is because he's going to be coached up by Ben Johnson, who is actually an offensive mind, an offensive coordinator. We have actually seen his offenses lead the league in scoring. We've seen his schemes be very innovative. We have seen his quarterback, who, if you recall, when the Rams traded him to Detroit, they're like, ugh. You know, they basically took off to get rid of the money that Stafford had coming. But
Worked out for the Rams.
And the trade, though, in the big part of that trade were the picks. It wasn't Goff. Goff had to go because of the back and forth with the position and the salary and all that other stuff. But Goff, nobody cared about Goff. Goff was the afterthought of that trade. And then guess what? All of a sudden, he's good. Well, Ben Johnson had something to do with that, right? I mean, Goff did, of course, too. But being coached up by Johnson, and we've already seen that he and Caleb, whether it's film study, whether it's practice, OTAs, any of that other stuff, right? The Caleb-Ben thing, as we have heard, is already going very well as a partnership.
Well, let's hear from Caleb Williams talking about their bromance.
Ben has been extremely detailed. And so when he talks about the plays, when he talks about, the pass, run, screen, play action, he talks about them really in depth and you know, what we love them versus and what we don't love them versus and things like that. And, just have an idea going into practice, going into soon game days and things like that. It's going to be nice for something that we've been repping and getting after. And, I think that's been one of the things that's been really awesome is the detail and him really being on top of that. And I mean, he's been in it for 6 years, been his offense for 6 years. So, he's really on top of it. And, we're only trying to catch up. I'm only trying to catch up to him and be on the top of the details as much as possible.
Caleb Williams, your Bears starting quarterback for now.
Yeah, no. And the part that's going through my head as we're listening to say that about all the, detailed stuff that Ben Johnson is doing is, what goes without saying, but is assumed, is that it was absolutely not that last year. It sucked last year. There were no details, no coaching. It sucked. So thank you, Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus.
All right. So a 630 texture has you in his sights. First, he comes back. 630 texture says, Kevin is my spirit animal. Caleb can't play, guys. These kids don't learn to play on time. They never do. Espo, Goff was in a Super Bowl before he was with Ben Johnson. Ben may have coached him up, but you can't act like Caleb can hold a candle to Goff at this point.
Goff was taken as he was the first overall pick, but Sean McVay, noted football genius, wanted Stafford because Goff was a point A to B guy, but he needed somebody to get him to point C, which he felt was Stafford, which he turned out to be correct, by the way. But that was essentially McVay saying, you know what, I'm giving up on Jared Goff because he might be decent, but he's not great. So you go to Detroit, give me Stafford, the old guy, who is still playing, by the way, and still has a very strong arm. But because we think Stafford can take us to the next level, which he did, Goff was given up as kind of the afterthought. The Lions wanted all the picks that came with that trade and the financial exchange, whatever. I'm not saying Goff was bad, but I'm saying that under Ben Johnson, he all of a sudden became really good.
You know when he became good? When they got rid of DeAndre Swift.
That's
the key to winning.
And when they got a good offensive line and all the skill around them. Doesn't that help?
All right. We're going to find out. We'll discuss that next. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We're in for Mullion Haw. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Patrick Finley, covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. And we will come back and talk about the Bears' offensive line after this break. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
We will have people waking up to that. Willie Nelson, roll me up and smoke me when I die. Thinking this is a Wake and Bake Club segment for Saturday Suckage. Well, it's Independent Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. And Willie's got his annual 4th of July picnic. Bob Dylan, the Avett Brothers, and the Mavericks.
That's kind of a nice party.
Yeah.
And Willie is what, 92? Something like that? He's still cooking.
Ageless.
He's still smoking, too. We know that. Bob Dylan is, what, in his 80s? And to your other point, I literally just read this week a Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die, like, that allegedly actually happened.
Oh, it did. I did that Wake and Bake Club piece on it, where a guy asked his family to do that, to incinerate him. And yeah.
So this was, I can't remember where I was reading this. It was on my phone somewhere. But after Tupac Shakur got murdered in Las Vegas, His mother basically said to Suge Knight, who ran the record label, that she wanted him cremated, and that after he was cremated, they did exactly what the song suggests.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
So Tupac was apparently, allegedly, according to this Suge Knight interview that I've somehow read on my phone this week, consumed in that manner.
I came across something that really said he doesn't smoke as much anymore. He's more into gummies because something's happened with his throat.
That's news to me.
He hasn't missed. He's still not. He's finding ways around that. But that's not why you called.
No.
But we didn't want to make for happy 4th of July. Happy yes. Independence Day. And Willie's got his concert, as he always does. So the Bears offensive line, which has changed. And you want to think it's changed for the better. We'll run this by Patrick Finley. But when you see, okay, they signed Joe Tooney, right? A lot of made of him. This is a guy who blocked for Super Bowl quarterbacks, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Tom Brady in New England. And Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. And here he is at 32, and he's coming in. He's going to block for Caleb and tell Caleb all the Tom Brady stories. And then there's Drew Dahlman. Center, you know, is it a great age to bring him in? And Bijan Robinson had a lot of success running right off his butt. And then there's Jonah Jackson off, you know, he was hurt, he lost his position. And you want to say this is better.
Sure, better be better.
Right, it had better be. But here's the problem, and we'll ask Patrick Finley this. Do you believe that Ryan Poles, I almost said Ryan Porth. Do you believe that Ryan...
And not Ryan Pace,
I thought you were going to say Ryan Pace.
Yeah, I know, but I said Ryan Porth.
Well, if our station manager, what is his positional title? Program manager?
Yes, right. He's...
If our program manager...
He's the Tyler Texter.
...is putting together offensive lines, then man, is he multi-talented.
But could he be worse than Ryan Poles? Because remember, Ryan Poles brought you Nate Davis.
Yes, he did.
And the other cast of clowns that are not here because they weren't NFL quality, and the quarterback was sacked 68 times. Granted, some of them were his fault. But Do you really think, do you trust Ryan Poles if you believe he made these signings and decisions? Or is this all Ben Johnson and the Ryan Poles who was neutered by Kevin Warren is now been neutered and just he's the footman for Ben Johnson?
I think that it was certainly a collaboration. But I also think
C word.
I think it was a collaboration, but I think, I mean, listen, anyone with half a brain watching the Bears last year noticed that their offensive line was bad. You know, my 77-year-old mother who loves the Bears knew that they had no offensive line
for that young man.
Right. I mean, he was running for his life, but it was clear, right? And I think the actual strategy, considering how the draft went, was a good one. You know what? We have money. We're going to sign these guys, and we're going to trade for guys. Now, I don't know. We'll see, and time will tell. Is the Joe Tooney thing based on age? Does he stay healthy? Is he able to be durable as he has been, which is, I'm sure, why they were comfortable doing it? But is he able to stay healthy as an older player on that offensive line? The skill level's there. We know that. We've seen that up through and including last year, right? So,
yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll ask Patrick Finley that. We'll take a break when we come back. Patrick Finley covers the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times. We'll talk to him about that. And by the way, I should note this. You're listening to 670 The Score, which can now be heard on both the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
And Waka music can only mean one thing.
Oh, man.
Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times is joining us on The Score. He's joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. It can also mean one other thing I just found out. Patrick, welcome and explain the backstory of that walk-up music to Mike Esposito.
Yeah, please.
For whom this whole idea comes as a shock.
I love the Golden Girls. I literally watched it before I went to bed last night with my wife and with a house guest that we had. It was a great one, but it was Blanche falling in love with somebody who just returned from the Gulf War. Just a classic moment in time, early 90s sitcom.
I love it. And that's one of those songs, Pat, that I can hear, and you immediately know all the words because I knew them 40 years ago or whatever it was, but... Ah, that was good. I enjoyed. Thank you, and thank you for the backstory. That's tremendous.
Yes, he loves it, and we certainly want him to feel comfortable here.
Yes.
And at one time when I brought him on, he gave me a power rankings of the Golden Girls himself.
Oh man,
Patrick, thank you for taking time out on the holiday to join us. We were talking Bears stuff, and with whatever distance comes from the various camps they've had and what we've heard. Your view of Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson and what might work, what needs to happen, and how facile will Ben Johnson be in coaching Caleb Williams, and what kind of a learner is he? Has he learned how to learn at the NFL level?
Boy, you hope so. last year, and I realize that may not prompt a whole lot of confidence, but, you know, last year they thought that, you know, Tyson Bagent, who was a really bright young man, would be enough kind of in the room to help him. And they made a conscious decision at the end of training camp not to carry a veteran quarterback on their 53-man roster. They figured that, you know, the coaching staff could help. They had, a couple of offensive assistants who, you know, were young guys and they thought could kind of fill that role. And as it turns out, and, you know, it makes a lot of sense in retrospect, there's a lot of time during the course of the day where coaches just aren't allowed to be around players because of the CBA, but other players sure as heck are. So, you know, you sit there this year, not only do you have Ben Johnson, who I think is going to be a gigantic upgrade for him, but you have Case Keenum, who has forgotten more about playing quarterback than I've ever known, and half of what Caleb's ever known. And you know, this is a guy who's been in the league forever. He's played on 1,000 teams. He played on the St. Louis Cardinals. That's how far back he goes. And oh yeah, when he graduated the University of Houston, he was the all-time leading passer in the history of the NCAA. This is a guy who's actually done it before. So I think he is going to be huge just in Caleb's mental development. And I think Ben Johnson is going to be huge in pushing him and in demanding maybe what Matt Eberflus and his staff did not.
Yeah, and we were talking about this a little earlier, Patrick, because Steve Cigar Guy thinks that Bagent will be starting by week 5. But I was saying, like, listen, this is...
But tell him why.
There's
the reason why is this, is that he can't play under center. He doesn't have the footwork. He doesn't look anything like Jared Goff did. And he holds on to the ball too long. He might not know what an open receiver looks like in the NFL. And so that's why it was brought up for discussion.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. So... You already mentioned that Ben Johnson is a massive upgrade over what was here last year. So tell our listeners why and what the two of them work on together and will work on continuing through the camp and then through the season to help Caleb get to the point that he needs to be.
Footwork is one of them. You know, you mentioned it. They are going to put him under center. We'll see how that goes. You know, you see more and more now guys that come from spread offenses in college really do have trouble with it, but they want him to play well under center. They want to be able to run play action with him because the thing that makes him really special is his ability to throw on the run, particularly going left. And, you know, the fact is that, you know, if you can't run the ball well, the play action is not going to work very well. So they're going to do that. They've also worked on body language. And, you know, this applies to DJ Moore. This applies to a lot of guys on this team. But, you know, they need Caleb when he's on the bench not to be sitting there, you know, all by his lonesome the whole time. You know, he can do that when he comes off the field and gather himself, but they need him to look like he's having a good time and things are going well and to, you know, try to motivate his teammates. So, you know, to me, you know, those are kind of the basics, but never underestimate the power of a good play call either. And if they can put him in position to succeed, that would be something Shane Waldron, you know, with the exception of maybe that game in London, never could quite figure out.
We're talking to Patrick Finley from the Sun-Times here, Rosenblum and Esposito in for Mully and Haw this morning. And Patrick, to build on that too, And this is not to crown Ben Johnson before he's coached a single game as the Bears head coach.
Going to crown his ass and
yeah,
crown him.
We're going to Dennis Green, exactly. No, but we saw what he's done in Detroit. That's why I'm comfortable and confident in what he brings, is that it's not the Shane Waldron, well, you know, maybe, sort of, whatever. I think we already kind of know what Ben Johnson is going to bring, don't we?
Yeah, well, we hope so. We know what he can bring as a play caller, and I think that that is the most exciting part about all of this. Now, whether he can be a head coach, that's a huge question. And the Bears are a franchise that, with the exception of John Fox and somebody 85 years ago, seems to bet on assistant coaches learning how to become head coaches.
Or special teams coaches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know, the Bears have, you know, almost exclusively hired assistant coaches to be head coaches throughout, you know, the history of their franchise. And I think that we need to see what he does in front of a room. Right now, the results are pretty good. You know, whether he's in front of us or in front of players, I think he comes across as somebody who's confident, somebody who is emotionally mature. You know, he screams, you know, he stops practice and screams and says, do it again. But he also reads poems about Brian Piccolo at the Piccolo Awards. Like, there's some depth to this guy that I don't think Matt Eberflus had, at least, or was willing to put forth publicly. So that's really, really encouraging. And, you know, we'll see. You know, I like to tell people, I think Ben Johnson will never be more popular than he will be the day before the first game. Because yeah. You know, Bears fans have this habit of, you know, putting all their hopes and dreams on somebody and then being disappointed. And, you know, let's face it, you know, they could go 10-7 and we'd all have a Bears fan buddy who would say that they'd be, you know, 12-5 if not for Ben Johnson screwing something up. This is still the honeymoon period, but I think the Bears couldn't be more excited about the potential of head coach Ben Johnson.
Patrick, what's an acceptable season for the Bears?
Oh, boy. What last year was supposed to be?
Well, last year was supposed to be a playoff year, not just 10 wins, but 10 wins in the playoffs.
I mean, I had him at 9-8, and you know, maybe that's the playoffs, maybe it's not. Again, and we need to recalibrate the playoffs. You know, a playoff team used to be, you know, a team that was, you know, clearly superior, and now when you're taking, you know, 7 out of 16 teams, all you have to be is slightly better than average to make the playoffs. I think if they're 9-8-ish, and if the offense, you know, looks like it's got itself figured out, and if Caleb keeps playing every game, I think that that is a tremendous success. The best part about last season was that Caleb took every snap. And, you know, I think Tyson Bates is pretty good. I don't think he's going to be starting by week 5, but I think he could win games if somebody gets hurt. But the most important thing for Caleb is to get that Rolodex, you know, in his brain right now about this is what, you know, this NFL defense looks like. You know, this is what it's going to look like on obvious passing downs. This is what it's going to look like in the red zone. And, you know, the best way for him to do that is to keep himself on the field and to not get hurt. And, you know, the fact that he got sacked as much as he did last year and escaped pretty unscathed, I don't think we can presume that that's going to happen again. I think the Bears were very, very fortunate.
No, absolutely, Patrick. And then they spent their money and traded some draft capital and whatever they had to do, really, to rebuild that offensive line. I know we still don't know who our left tackle is based on Braxton Jones being hurt. We don't know what Amagaji is going to do. We don't know what Trapillo is going to do. But the rest of that, I mean, you have to be bullish, don't you, on what they did on the offensive line just based on where they spent their money, and it's right up the middle of that line.
Yes, them devoting resources to the O-line is a refreshing change. And, you know, when you look at what they've had in the past, or at least under Eberflus, you know, you had Darnell Wright at right tackle, and he was a first-round pick, and you had Tevin Jenkins, who was a second-round pick and, you know, rarely healthy. Everything else was kind of on the cheap stuff, whether it's, you know, signing away, you know, a backup from the Bills or whatever. Here they are investing serious draft capital and a whole lot of money and a whole lot of trade assets to try to fix this thing. I don't know whether it's going to work, but boy, it seems like a more honest effort than the way they than the way they were doing it before.
Our guest is Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times, talking Bears here. Rosenblum and Esposito in for Molly and Haw. We presume, actually, I'm hoping Ben Johnson made all those decisions on free agents, because I don't want to rely on the guy who brought me Nate Davis. And I wonder how neutered Ryan Poles remains after what Kevin Warren did to him when they fired, didn't fire, when they just strung out Matt Eberflus last year, and Ryan Poles looked awful in his sweatsuit, and Kevin Warren is there in his spiffy suit, and Ben Johnson is brought in, and I don't know where Ryan Poles, where his decision making is at this point, but I would hope Ben Johnson made those decisions. Do we know any more about who's really deciding on personnel at this point?
What they say is that they're working hand in hand, and you can interpret that as you will. I believe Ryan Poles still has a lot of authority there. And you know what? A GM working with a head coach to pick out, you know, what they want for their roster, that's healthy. Like, that's the way it should be. And, you know, the fact that, you know, especially here in Chicago, there have been years where, I don't know, Ryan Pace drafts a quarterback without telling John Fox about it. That's not healthy, guys. That is not the way, you know, Fox finds out about it, you know.
It's Mike Glennon's year.
Yeah.
Mike Glennon's year. I mean, don't take that from him.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, Foxy literally finds out about it, you know, right before the draft. I mean, like a couple days before. And that is not how you should operate. And the way you should is you and your coach should sit down, and especially with all these new position coaches who, you know, want to run things differently and run the scheme differently than they did under Eberflus, you know, sitting down and saying, okay, you know, which one of these guys fits us best? I think that's a really good thing. And, you know, you use the word neutered. It's probably not the word I would use, but, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with Ben Johnson having a voice in the room. You know, we could debate all day, you know, whose voice is louder. You know, I tell you that knowing what Ben Johnson makes and how long his contract is, that may speak for itself.
And that's an excellent point. And speaking of volume and decibel level on the field, you brought it up earlier that we know he'll stop practice. And he stopped practice and he yelled at Cole Kmet. I might be cherry picking here, but he stopped and yelled at Cole Kmet. For a legitimate reason. You didn't line up in the right place. And this is all about the details, and that's what Ben Johnson has proclaimed. But when he talked about, or when he responded to a Caleb Williams throw, and Ben Johnson said he was late, but he didn't do it on the field. He didn't stop practice. He didn't yell at the quarterback. Is that just two isolated incidents? That's just the way those things were handled? Or is Caleb Williams not going to be yelled at on the field when the media might be watching, whereas every other player might be?
No, I think he'll be yelled at the field. I mean, the reason we know that detail is because he walked up to Caleb and said something, and we were far away, and we said, well, what happened there? And he said, I told him, you know, he was late, and I told him that. I think he's, you know, anybody with kids knows that, you know, you don't treat everybody equally, but you try to treat them equitably. I think he'd be a fool if he treated everybody the same. But I think that there have been plenty of examples that I've seen in the time I've been up there, even this offseason, where he does not hold back on Caleb Williams. And I think that is a good thing. You know, you hear a couple of Bears players, you know, describing kind of the new vibe around Hallis. And, you know, one of the things they point out is it's a coach who's not afraid to, you know, hold everybody publicly to a similar standard. And as much as Eberflus talked about not walking past mistakes, boy, the Bears did a lot of that.
And, yeah.
You know, I mean, we were hearing in week three, guys, from veterans, you know, that, you know, begging, you know, Shane Waldron to coach them harder, because dating to training camp, people were making mistakes and Shane Waldron wasn't stopping things to correct them. So, this will be different.
Well, and I was making this argument to Steve earlier, and all of the bad stuff we're talking about tied to Eberflus and Waldron from last year, in an odd way, maybe we thank Tyrique Stevenson for the Hail Mary, because it kind of led to everything that led to Ben Johnson. Now, that's assuming it works out, but I mean, it could very actually, that is a very likely outcome for this, isn't it?
I realize that this is a fable, and just know that I know this. That's like thanking Mrs. O'Leary's cow for the Sears Tower. Like, come on.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just connecting the dots here, Patrick. I don't know.
Yes, for the Chicago World's Fair. We rebuilt the city.
That's right.
Here's the Columbian World's Exposition.
I mean, last year sucked, but maybe if Ben Johnson works out, it's for the better, right?
Tyreek Stevenson's mistake was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen covering sports, professional, college, or otherwise. So I wouldn't go that far. I would also argue to you that if the season, if it wasn't so embarrassing, I still think the season was not going to end great for Matt Eberflus, you know, the way that things were going. So I wouldn't go that far at all. But, you know, the Bears will tell you now, you know, even with, you know, the Caleb Williams and his dad thing, they'll say, like, well, all's well that ends well. We got Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, boy, that, you know, whatever, they're paying him $8 million or whatever. Like, boy, that's buying them a lot of plausible deniability on how bad everything else was the last time.
Well, we only care what you've done for us lately, and what Tyreek Stevenson has done for us lately is bring us Ben Johnson. And that's Mike Esposito's
that's
story.
That's my hot take. There you go.
Sticking to it. Patrick, thank you for your time on this holiday. We'll let you go, and we appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thank you, boys. Have a good day.
Have a good one, Patrick.
Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times talking Bears. We'll talk baseball. There's big news, White Sox fans.
Yes.
And Cubs, you boy, you got your rookie doing what your rookie was supposed to do. We'll talk to Bruce Levine at the top of the hour. We'll talk baseball on the 4th of July. The Cardinals come to town. And Wilson Contreras, who's never far from incendiary, and he just keeps getting hit all over the place. And, oh boy, we don't know what's going to happen. But I do want to bring this up to you because we were discussing the Cubs. Well, we know they need at least one starter. Maybe Cade Horton's performance yesterday shows they don't need two. But they need at least one. They need a top-of-the-rotation guy, somewhere in the top three. Mm-hmm. Somebody who could start in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
They need a third baseman. The third baseman can't hit. They're the worst in the majors combined. It's just awful.
I
want to bring you this. Can I bring you this?
Please bring me something.
The trade. We remember the trade. They brought Kyle Tucker here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Tucker and Matt Shaw have combined for 19 home runs. Matt Shaw's your third baseman by default because he's the only one who...
What does Shaw have? One? Two? Okay, thank you.
Kyle Tucker has 17 home runs. Matt Shaw has two. Count them. Two.
One, two.
Isak Paredes, he was traded for Kyle Tucker. Oh, by the way, so was Cam Smith, right? Isak Paredes has 17 home runs.
Does he really?
He's a third baseman.
Wow, 17 that has flown under the radar to me. I had
just
not noticed
as
that.
Many as Kyle Tucker. The man for whom he was traded, for whom the Cubs are supposed to spend $600 million.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam Smith?
He's been hot.
Seven home runs. So the guys the Cubs traded to get better have more home runs than Kyle Tucker and your name here, and your name here happens to be Matt Shaw.
I know that Paredes was not good when he came over last year. I knew overall, though, that he was, you know, an above-average third baseman in the league.
He was good in Miami, which is why the Cubs wanted to trade him, right? And now he's good
Tampa,
in Houston.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now he sucked here. Matt Shaw pretty much sucks here as a hitter. Everybody who's played third base, they have, what, 17 of them? You know what? All the third basemen could have stood in the bleachers and had Pete Crow Armstrong with a hyphen, right? Isn't that how many third basemen they've had? Like, what, Taylor
McGregor?
All the guys. Well, do the Cubs suck at third base in developing, identifying, knowing since Chris Bryant? Is that it?
I still like Shaw. I don't know that.
You're the one.
And I think he had some good at-bats last night.
Well, he did. He drove in the only run.
The sack fly to end the game was a great at-bat. I think he will eventually. Now, the question, this is where Jed Hoyer makes his money, is eventually this season. He eventually rounds into a very nice third baseman for a consistent number of years here. But does that happen this year? And if it doesn't, then you have to look at it. Part two of that is, and this is where, you know, my Cubs fandom kicks in, and I'm automatically watching Cam Smith because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking the Cubs are not going to re-sign Tucker, and I'm going to be watching Cam Smith hit 30 home runs every year for Houston for the next however long. And he was the first round pick that they traded for, and they could have kept for cheap, right? For how many years? What is the 6 years of player control before you have to pay him?
Mm-hmm.
And Cam Smith, he was drafted last year. In fact, I saw him in Omaha last year in person at the College World Series playing for Florida State. The Cubs drafted him in the first round. He is in the majors already starting for the Astros. That normally does not happen, obviously, right? You don't normally make that quick turnaround, but Cam Smith is good enough for a team that is pretty good and has been pretty good so that he started his first big league full season at the major league level.
And he'll be rookie of the year.
And he will likely be rookie of the year, and he's hitting .500 over the last like 40 at-bats. I mean, he's, you know, Cubs fans, you can go down that rabbit hole with me. It's
Cam Smith,
not a fun one.
And Isak Paredes, the two guys traded for Kyle Tucker, and Kyle Tucker and Matt Shaw have fewer home runs than the guys they were traded for. So why is that a good trade? And the Cubs have still not re-signed Kyle Tucker. They're going to spend $600 million to get fewer home runs than they would have with a combination of Isak Paredes and Cam Smith.
I still am okay with the deal if they are able to re-sign Tucker, but you know that is going into the offseason. I'd be shocked if that doesn't go into the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, just maybe, his Chicago, Wrigleyville, whatever experience holds some sway there. I hope that it will. And I know, I still think the idea of the trade is right, but then it really comes to, like, are you prepared to put your big market team pants on and spend money like the Mets and the Yankees and the Dodgers do? Because the Cubs, historically, through the World Series, you know, Ricketts, when they came in, we're going to spend the money, we're going to do whatever we have to do. Theo, here's your wheelbarrow of cash, right? All of that, which worked, and they won the World Series. And then that team kind of fell apart, and then they traded off the pieces. Well, this is your next best chance to win a World Series. So are you going to spend that money? Will you go over the tax threshold? Will you build around Tucker and PCA and maybe Matt Shaw, whoever, right? But the point being is, guys like the Mets, guys like the Dodgers, you don't see them saying, well, I'm not sure if we could sign Kyle Tucker. I bet you $1 million that I don't have that if Kyle Tucker were on the Dodgers, nobody would be saying, well, we don't know if he's going to re-sign with the Dodgers. You know what? He would re-sign with the Dodgers.
Juan Soto did not re-sign with the Yankees.
That's a good point, but he re-signed with the Mets, who paid him even more.
He's Mike Esposito. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We'll start with Kyle Tucker and Kate Horton and then get on to Colson Montgomery when we talk with our baseball insider, Bruce Levine, after this break. I know a lot of Texans are talking about Crawford boxes and home runs there. Well, Wrigley's been known to be a home run haven at times, too. And there were no Crawford boxes in Miami when Isak Paredes became the third baseman the Cubs wanted last year to hit, so you can't tell me the Crawford boxes are the only reason for his success.
Tampa, and what this texter, 469, please don't do this to us. He's using Matt Shaw and Kevin Ori in the same sentence. We can't have that yet. It's too early for that. Please don't.
Moving right along. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.